From Midland, this is a Free Market Moment, brought to you by the Mackinac Center for Public Policy.
70 years ago, a feisty Grand Rapids newspaper editor arrived in Washington, D.C. to be sworn in as Michigan's newest U.S. Senator. Arthur Vandenberg, though appointed to his seat, quickly became popular with his constituents as a tireless proponent of free enterprise and critic of President Franklin Roosevelt's New Deal program. Vandenberg defended citizens' freedom against increased New Deal spending and government control of the economy when Roosevelt enacted a 79 and later 90% tax on higher income earners to pay for his programs. Vandenberg denounced it as an unfair measure to fund government boondoggles. He chided his fellow senators for unconstitutionally surrendering their authority to the president and blasted officials who, he said, believed Americans needed an army of Washington bureaucrats to save them from every hardship. The Supreme Court later upheld Vandenberg's view of the Constitution. By the time of Vandenberg's death in office in 1951, voters had elected the man the New York Times dubbed the de facto leader of his party to four successive terms, more than any Michigan senator before him. Senator Arthur Vandenberg forged a record of service that contains lessons for free market advocates as well as those who prefer greater government control. For the Mackinac Center, this is Catherine Martin.
This has been a Free Market Moment, a public service of the Mackinac Center for Public Policy.